Iron Dome missile defense system, in part just because their rockets are not that great. But they, when the ceasefire proposal went out there, they greeted that with a barrage of missiles nonetheless, not because they hoped to inflict any damage on the Israelis, but because they hoped the Israelis would inflict damage on them and kill Palestinian civilians, which is one of the reasons they've decided to tell their civilians not to flee the areas that are inflicted. So it's a rare moment in military history where a party rejects a ceasefire in order to get more of their own people killed. But that's part of the strategy, which is a global strategy, a propaganda strategy of eliciting this European response. I think the U.S. has done a good job. John Kerry has done a very good job of rejecting this strategy of using human shields. Bill Clinton has said things. But this is the strategy they're trying to enact, and it's just this perverse military strategy of getting your own people killed.
But it's not a strategy they're being open and
well, no, I mean, David, I'm not disputing David's reporting or analysis on it, but every war has its picture, and when you get four kids between the age of 9 and 11 kicking a soccer ball on a beach outside the hotel where Western journalists stay, and several of the Western journalists have been playing with them shortly, killed by an Israeli air attack, then those aren't human shields. I mean, that is collateral damage, to be euphemistic,